A personal note, I was lucky once to visit Machu Picchu, the ancient Incan ruins in Peru, with Pulitzer Prize-winning photojournalist Stan Grossfeld during the harmonic convergence, that once-in-a-lifetime planetary alignment that was supposed to bring spiritual energy. We hiked and camped with Peruvian guides through terraced lands. It took a week to get there. Once there, dawn broke and an odd noise broke the stillness. Radios blasting from buses making their way up the road, loaded with tourists who'd made a more simple several-hour trip from the nearest city, demanding to see the harmonic convergence. Our solitude was broken. But much more may be endangered when tourists are able to fly in. Construction is underway on a new international airport, and opponents say it will disturb important archaeological sites in the area known as Peru's Sacred Valley. Abel Traslavina is a Peruvian archaeologist and PhD student at Vanderbilt University, one of nearly 50,000 people who signed an online petition protesting this new airport. He joins us from Peru. Abel, I remember hiking, you'd go past what looked like ancient huts with people herding their sheep. Describe that area for us.
Yeah, it's the hinterland. I mean, it's the center of the empire, the Inca Empire. So all the surroundings of the city of Cusco are, you know, full of terraces. We call it estancias. It's like shacks, we can say, or little houses in the high areas. For the pasture, for the llamas, for example. I mean, they're moving all over.
Well, your point is what we think we saw. These are herders. And so it's not as if they're, you know, staying on one piece of farmland. They are moving around the entire area. It's all connected. It's connected by these terraces, these little huts along the way that as a hiker you can stay in, but that's where the herders stay because it's permeable. There's no boundaries. But into the middle of this is a proposal for this airport. The art historian behind the online petition that you signed wrote, "The airport endangers the conservation of one of the most important historical and archaeological sites in the world." Outside of this, you know, broader landscape that's all interconnected, what other archaeological sites are you worried about?
Well, those terraces are archaeological.
Yes, yes.
And they're connected by roads. The royal road named Capagnan, you know, it's not a site protected by UNESCO, but it's like a massive landscape, we can say. Mm-hmm. And from the technical report from the Ministry of Culture, there are at least four paths or four roads, you know, crossing that area. But they didn't take into account this evidence. Mm. But also the fields, the terraces, or even the lagoons, even they're like an association of weavers, you know, women, they're going to be impacted by this airport, you know, all the small businesses and everything like that.
Two things. Right now, most of the 1 million people who visit Machu Picchu every year, most of them fly into Cusco. This new airport could relieve strain on that city, reduce overcrowding in Cusco. And also, this airport might enable, you know, more people to come and see this historically rich site and have a greater understanding of both it and of Peru. Mm-hmm. It could be better for Peru. Isn't that true, that this would enable more people who wouldn't be able to come and see it?
Yeah, I understand the idea, but this is an international airport. You know, Cusco Airport, the current one, it's a national, it's a local airport. So, I mean, it is crowded, not because of a natural functioning of the airport. It's crowded because the planning from the government is not well done. For example, we don't have a totally paved roads in that area. We have some, but still, you know, because of the rainy season every year, all the mudslides, it's not totally planned. Mm. They didn't say anything about how this airport is connected to all the communities around, or even Machu Picchu, you know, or having better roads or something like that. It's just about the airport, and we don't know why they are obsessed with this idea.
Well, and you're saying that they're plopping down an airport without talking about the ripple effect that will have and their plans for addressing those effects. That's Abel Traslavina, a Peruvian archaeologist and PhD student in Vanderbilt University's Department of Anthropology, one of 50,000 people who signed a petition calling on the government of Peru to please not build an airport near Machu Picchu. But construction has already started.
Yeah.
Abel, one last thought. Have you lost?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's sad for all of us. I mean, not just for the people who signed the petition. For example, El Comercio, which is the main newspaper here in Peru, they were collecting, you know, opinions from both sides. And one of them was the owner of a famous hotel here in Peru, Casa Andina. And he said, Peru is in baby steps in terms of tourism. I don't understand that because right now, Machu Picchu has like 1,500 people a day. Is that baby steps?
Abel, you've been terrific in speaking about this. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Robin, for having me.